Hello there, everybody. It's 6:04 p.m., coming up to 6:05 Central Standard Time on a tolerable Thursday evening here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Broadcasting live from the fifth floor of the University of Winnipeg downtown campus. It's time for Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, Dave Berthume. You're you. I'm me. We're here together to share this time once again. I've got a real mixed bag here with me today, but it's fairly easygoing, and it should aid in digestion, I think. In the first set, we're going to hear from The Free Design. Very Stereolab influencing. We're also going to hear from Joy Division in this set. And first up, we're going to hear from Ultravox. This is a track called Fear in the Western World on Tawny the Brave.
From the 69th floor, all the cars lost in the scrapyards of paradise. The newspaper photographs of all covered eyes. Dead in the streets, who's that girl? Island screams, Africa burns. Suburbia stumbles, the tides are turned. I can feel the fear in the Western world. I can feel the fear in the Western world. I can feel the fear in the Western world. I can feel the fear in the Western world.
Yeah.
Free Design with an Elegy. That was from 1968, and I'm sure if you're familiar with Stereolab, you can draw a line from that to Stereolab. There's some comparisons to be made. And in fact, Stereolab have a song called The Free Design, so hardly a wonder. Before that was Joy Division and These Days. And Ultravox off the top with Fear in the Western World from their second album, Ha Ha Ha. And there you go. That's how Tawny the Brave began on the 23rd of January, 2025. In this next set, we're going to hear from David Bowie, because anytime's a good time for David Bowie. A demo version of a song I'm sure many of you know. We're also going to hear from The Misunderstood, one of the singles from John Peel's famous singles collection. After he died, he had a collection of singles, which has been compiled and shared with many, many people. Most of it's really great. All of it's really interesting. And the and we're going to hear a track by The Misunderstood from that collection. But we're going to start things off with a track from a fake band. Silicon Teens was not really a band. It was kind of a recording project started in 1979 by Mute Records founder Daniel Miller. He performed all the music and produced it. And most of what he did was covers, interesting versions of old songs. But he did write a few originals, and this is one of them. And it's really a great song. This is called Sunflight by Silicon Teens.
never stop to cry. God love, I am as you are loved, and never stop to doubt. And I see the ring of the world, and those who will not out. Speak of love, but you do not see. 'Cause words are words and they mean nothing more. With half a mind, you laugh at me. 'Cause I speak of colors you've never seen before. You've existed in a someday show. I can take you to the sun, but you don't want to go. I can take you to the sun, but you don't want to go. I can take you to the sun, but you don't want to go.
Shadows to watch this creature fare. Boys stood up on their chairs to make their point of view. And I smiled sadly for a love I could not obey. And Lady Stardust sang his songs of darkness and dismay. And he was really quite out of sight, and he sang all night long. Oh, how I lied when they asked if I knew his name, for he was all right. The band was all together and he was all
And we're back. That was David Bowie with a demo version of Lady Stardust. Before that was The Misunderstood and I Can Take You to the Sun, and Silicon Teens off the top with Sun Flight. In this next set, we're going to hear from The Lollipop Shop with an extra P-E on the end there because, you know, it's old-timey. But a kind of an evil-sounding song, so not that old-timey. Papa Gray and Silver Apples off the top. This is Oscillations.
Magnetic fluctuations, waves of
Lollipop Shop and You Must Be a Witch. They don't sound like their name, do they? But I do love that song, You Must Be a Witch. We're gonna come to that one next. Sneak preview. Papa Gray before that. A Mississauga based blues rock band from the early 70s. Papa Gray was that band, and North American Bastard Son was the track. Silver Apples off the top from their debut album, Oscillations. Well, their debut album was self-titled. The track we heard was Oscillations. It came out in 68. If you listen to Silver Apples and bear in mind what year they came from, try to remember what was happening musically at that time, it's a little bit mind-blowing. What people were doing with synthesizers was practically nothing at that time. And Silver Apples and a couple other bands at the same time were pushing things forward rapidly. And certainly appreciation for Silver Apples didn't really come until much, much later. But appreciation has come. So there you go. We're almost halfway through the show. It's 6:41 Central Standard Time, and you are still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. In this set, we're going to hear from the Rolling Stones from their somewhat maligned album, Their Satanic Majesty's Request. An album which the band themselves, or I should say, Keith and Mick have, you know, I don't know if disowned is too strong a word. There's only a couple of tracks from the album that they ever played live. Keith Richards, in fact, said he likes some of the songs from the album, but he said the album was a load of crap. Mick Jagger disavowed the album, saying, "It's not very good. It had interesting things on it, but I don't think any of the songs are very good. There's two good songs on it. The rest of them are nonsense." Well, he's nonsense, because really it's a great album. And the sort of blues, swagger, grit, smarminess, that Rolling Stones essence infused with, you know, hippy-dippy, trippy-daisy, psychedelic, makes for a fascinating combination. And a lot of people cite it as their favorite, or at least one of their very favorite Stones albums to this day. So we're going to hear a track from that album. Also, we're going to hear from Peter Reeves, but we're going to start things off. Well, you know what we're starting things off with. That was the Small Faces that we were hearing the beginning of there, with a little acoustic number recorded outdoors with, you know, the dog barking in the background a little bit. This is the Universal.
You hear with a shell pressed to your ear. That's the sea in the trees in the morning. Hello, the Universal. Good morning, Steve. Well, you won't believe me today. Working doesn't seem to be the perfect thing for me, so I continue to play. Thank you.
empty streets at dawn. Spray and a fresh smell rising from the gutters. The night people going home greet me with a yawn. A tramp in a doorway huddles up and mutters. The sky of dawn claws the clouds with fingers limp and grey. A tart leaves her business bed and goes home for the day. And as I walk alone through the stale and shiny streets, the loneliness of London walks beside me. For loneliness can be a birthday on your own, and loneliness can be an inward silence grown. And again at early dawn in the London streets alone, I know the loneliness of London. Now gradually the morning strips the covers off the town. Church spires and clock towers shyly bare their features. The sun lifts the corners up of Cromwell's furrowed frown. New life is breathed in stone saints and preachers. My echoing steps frighten flustered pigeons in the square. A tomcat is sloping homeward from his night's affair. And when I reach my home, fit my key into the door, the loneliness of London's there beside me. For loneliness can be a friend who tells a lie, and loneliness can be a seagull's weary cry. And again at early dawn under London's leaden sky, I know the loneliness of London. Now in my room the dawn leaves nothing hidden from its light. Sees all my unwashed shirts and dirty dishes. My face in the mirror stares back with unseeing sight. The day holds no prospects, only shapeless wishes. But soon she will return and bring delight back to each day. Give me back the faith to pray she'll never go away. And with her in my arms this town becomes our promised land. The loneliness of London cannot touch me. Two lovers reunite, and loneliness can end when I wake after the night. And with her beside me, I've no need to fear the dawning light. No, no more the loneliness of London. Yes, loneliness can end when two lovers reunite, and loneliness can end when I wake after the night. And with her beside me, I've no need to fear the dawning light. No, no more the loneliness of London. La, la.
the Rolling Stones with 2,000 Man. They're not to be confused with 2,000 Light Years From Home. Why does the number 2,000 crop up twice in the song list for that album? I don't know. Before that was Peter Reeves and The Loneliness of London. He kind of had that Anthony Newley, David Bowie in the 60s kind of a sound. Peter Reeves did. Lovely song there. And Small Faces before that with The Universal. Yeah. XTC coming up in this set, as well as Freddie Hubbard, one of the great soul-influenced jazz trumpeters of all time. We're going to hear a great track from Freddie Hubbard, dedicated to my friend Chuck. And off the top, it's something awfully cheerful from Stiff Little Fingers in their poppiest incarnation yet, complete with horns and happiness lining the streets. This is Silver Lining by Stiff Little Fingers.
Don't sit down like grass, they're catching on in the real now.
Real bad, real bad, real bad.
XTC there with a track from their, I guess you would say, their breakthrough album. Not that they were aiming to be a hit band, but certainly they got a lot more popular when their third album, Drums and Wires, came out. We heard the track Reel by Reel from that album, but they soon became known for making plans for Nigel and Life Begins at the Hop, which are both decent charting hits for the band, both written by the bass player, and both from that same album. Before that was Freddie Hubbard and South Street Stroll. It was a lot of, what is it, consonants going on in that song title? That's not the right word, is it? I'm forgetting what it is, but close, you know what I'm talking about. Stiff Little Fingers off the top with Silver Lining, a song that sounds so cheerful, but it's kind of not. It's kind of grim when you read the lyrics, as I did while I was listening. And I've always thought that song is so happy and cheerful, and it's kind of cheerful. And that's typical Stiff Little Fingers for you. In this next set, we're going to hear from The Stranglers and The Jam, again with the demo. What's with the demos, Dave? But we're going to hear a demo of a song of theirs. And up first, it's my old pal Pete Townsend. Pete Townsend put out his second solo album in 1982. I know Who Came First came way early in the 70s, but it barely even counts. Okay, fine. It was his third solo album. But honestly, Empty Glass was pretty much like his first solo album that anybody really paid any attention to. But the second one was called All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes, a silly title to be sure, and a decent album, to be sure. The songs are all kind of borderline for me. I like the album well enough. I guess Slit Skirts was the main hit from that album. It wasn't too much of a hit. But the album came out, what was it, a couple years or so? A year, I'm thinking, after The Who's Face Dances album came out. And here Pete Townsend has a song called Face Dances Part 2. It's almost a shame that it wasn't on The Who album, but I think it's the best thing on All the Best Cowboys, personally. It's got a tricky little time signature that kind of hooks my brain in. So here you go. Pete Townsend with Face Dances Part 2.
Stay, you must know that said the difference between every day. I can't think of the words to say. Worlds apart, you and I, we're worlds apart. I finish the clubs where the music's loud, cause I see your face in every crowd, but it's not really you. It's like having a cold on a summer's day. Something ain't right and I want you to stay. You must know that. Worlds apart, you and I, we're worlds apart. You and I, worlds apart. You and I, we're worlds apart.
You're still listening to Tawny the Brave here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. It's 17 minutes after 7 o'clock in the PM. We just listened to Stranglers and Choosy Susie. The jam before that with a demo called Worlds Apart. The song was never completed, but clearly it's the seeds of Strange Town in there, or at least a little bridge bit. And Pete Townsend off the top with Face Dances Part 2. What a mix. What a show. What a day. Well, I got time for another set and a bit. So let's get right to it, and we'll wrap it up in style. We're going to hear from Guided by Voices. Also, T-Rex. Also, Syd Barrett. This is a track that I think, I believe this comes from his box set. Because it's not on any of his proper albums. But it's a really great track with a little bit of uncharacteristic aggression. It's called Lucy Leave. This is Syd Barrett.
Just a man, understand the wind and all the things that make the children cry. With my Les Paul, I know I'm small, but I enjoy living anyway. Book after book, I get a look every time the writer talks to me like a friend. What can I do? We just live in a zoo. All I do is play the space ball ricochet. Deep in my heart, there's a house that can hold just about all the use. I bought a car, it was old but kind. I gave it my mind and it disappeared. I love a girl, she is a changeless angel. She's a city, it's a pity that I'm like me, yeah. How can I live when all I do is play the space ball ricochet? I'm just a man. I understand the wind in all the things that make the children cry. With my Les Paul, but I enjoy living anyway, yes, I do. Deep in my heart, there's a house that can hold just about all of you. How can I live baby, this baseball ricochet. Oh, mama, this baseball. Oh, do this baseball. Baseball. Oh, yeah, do this baseball. Oh, yeah, do this baseball.
Guided by Voices with Game of Pricks. Don't get to say that every day. T-Rex before that and Spaceball Ricochet. Sid Barrett off the top with Lucy Leave. Looks like I got time for just one more. So I'm going to leave you thusly with the Velvet Underground. This is an alternate version from the Unripened Acetate collection of Velvet Underground's Waiting for My Man. Hence, it's a little scratchy, but that just adds to it, doesn't it? Stay tuned for Adult Kindergarten up right after this. Talk to you next week. Bye.
but nobody cares.